The Test and Go is back. More sandboxes have been added, but there have been amendments and changes to both of these things, which we will talk about in the episode, as well as a new species of tarantula has been found in Thailand. That's all coming up for today. Newton.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Jay.
Hello.
Lumberjack Friday, obviously.
It is. Of course. Of course.
He's talking in delay. So with the Lumberjack song and our 100,000 subscribers, when is this particular event happening?
Well, this afternoon I will be shooting the Lumberjack song while we're doing Tiger Bites, actually.
We're going to do it during Tiger Bites?
Yes, near the end.
I thought you might get like dances in a full set and make a video clip or something.
Oh my.
With some lumberjack dances.
Does anybody even really want to see that?
Yes.
All right, we'll see. I've made a promise. I've got to keep up with it. As for now, let's get on with the news because we've got a lot to discuss
about. Now, so confusing.
Test and Go, you actually did a video, live video, breaking the news
as it was sort of happening.
Yeah, yesterday afternoon. Now, we do know a little more details. Although confusing, let's try to make everyone understand what's going on. Now, Test and Go is set to resume February the 1st.
Yes.
Tourists coming into Thailand can start applying for the Test and Go scheme.
As soon as it's published in the Royal Gazette.
That's right.
That hasn't happened yet.
That's right. However, the day that has been set is February the 1st.
So that means you'll be able to probably apply before February the 1st.
Yes.
But for entry after February the 1st.
That's right. Now, you might have noticed the title of this video is Test and Go, then Test Again. And the reason being is I've got a link of the TAT article in the description below where you can find the full details on Test and Go and sandboxes. But let me just read this out. The Test and Go is back, allowing fully vaccinated travelers from around the world to apply for a Test and Go Thailand Pass 60 days in advance.
That's important. Anywhere in the world can apply for Test and Go now.
There's no longer a list, yes. 60 days in advance with confirmed payments for accommodation on day one and day five. Now, that's something new.
Day one and day five.
That's right. Two RT-PCR tests and a prearranged airport transfer on day one. So you've applied for the Test and Go program. You arrive in Thailand. You've already got prearranged airport transfer to your hotel. You do an RT-PCR test. You have fun for about 4 days. And then you come back and do another RT-PCR test.
It can be at a different hotel. But you do have to spend day five, have a booking for a prepaid SHA Plus hotel to do your second test. I can see a lot of people going out there, what?
Yeah.
And we agree with you, and we'll get to more of that later.
That's right.
There's more. The insurance, they're also upping the ante on the insurance. They're saying, okay, you're going to have COVID insurance of up to 50,000 baht. That's the same as it used to be. No, $50,000, isn't it?
Yes.
But it also has to cover any contingencies of you being testing positive with COVID and having to go to a hospital or be confined in an AQ hotel or whatever. The insurance policy will need to cover all your contingencies. The problem in the past is people who have tested positive have gone off to hospital, asymptomatic probably. The insurance will pay for their medical care, but not for their accommodation costs. Yes. This has been the loophole that a lot of insurance companies have had. So now the Thai government are trying to close up that loophole and say, no, the new insurance policies will have to include all contingencies for COVID. Not sure how the insurance companies are going to react to that, but let's see.
Another important question. What if I already have a Thailand pass and I'm coming after February the 1st? Now, travelers who have applied and obtained their Thailand Pass QR code before 22 December 2021 with scheduled arrival dates in Thailand from 24 December 2021 onwards are still required to undergo their second COVID-19 test using RT-PCR technique at government-designated facilities on day 5 or 6 of their stay in Thailand or when they experience respiratory symptoms.
So, okay. there's a lot of details here, and we can direct you. In fact, we'll put a link.
I've already put a link in the description
for
below.
For tatnews.org. Yes. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. That sort of outlines. The interesting thing is they're still calling this quarantine-free travel.
Yes.
Well, clearly you've now got 2 days where you are going to be, sort of not locked up, but you're going to have to stay in your hotel waiting for your tests to come back. And they'll have to come back negative. If they come back positive, well, you know the situation.
Yes.
So now, that's a part of it.
Yeah.
So I've got a question for you.
But before you ask the question, because I know what question you're going to ask me, sandbox destinations expanded to an extra 6 provinces. So they've added places like reopening of Bangalore, Pattaya, Sri Rasha, Sri Chang, Sathaheep, and... But only Na Jom Tien and Bang Sare in
Sathaheep, yes.
Yes. And Koh Chang in Trat as sandbox destination.
So Koh Chang is a really nice island. So that actually sort of covers the eastern seaboard where there's parts of Chombri that you'll now be able to do a sandbox.
Yes.
Which means you have to stay in that area for up to 7 days.
Yes.
Before you can move out to other parts of Thailand.
Yeah. Some other good news, the sandbox extension program, which had a different... cities collaborating, for example, Phuket, Phanga, Krabi. Yes, that will be reintroduced. So you can also come into the sandbox extension program where you can book 3 different hotels in 3 different places and share those 7 days of quarantine in 3 different places.
And you can choose between those 4 sandbox areas. Yes. So you can travel from Phuket to Phang Nga, and then you can go off to Koh Samui, and then to the islands Koh Samui.
Yeah.
So that's a sort of an extended southern sandbox. All this is explained in greater detail at the tatnews.org.
Yes. Existing rules under the sandbox scheme remain unchanged. However, all these places that I've listed will be available. Yes.
Mika asks the question, and it's a valid question, what about Bangkok? Well,
Bangkok is a blue zone.
Bangkok is a blue zone, but you can't actually... In theory, given all this information we have, you can't arrive in Bangkok and do a sandbox there.
Yes, Bangkok is not necessarily a sandbox place. It's a test and go place, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so yes, Bangkok is test and go.
Yes.
Yes. Everywhere, any international airport in Thailand will be test and go. Which leads me to this question.
Yes.
If your intention, Jay,
yes,
is as a tourist or a traveler or a condo owner, or you want to go and catch up with your family or partner, you want to go to Phuket.
Yes.
Why would you go on the sandbox program when you can go now on after February the 1st on the test and go? Doesn't test and go make the sandbox redundant in some places?
It does. The only... answer I came up to this question is that it's cheaper to do test and go than to do sandbox.
So why do you have the sandbox? I ask this legitimately. I've been thinking about this overnight, and I'm happy for anybody to tell us in the comments section, why would you do the Phuket sandbox after February the 1st? In the past, the difference between test and go and the sandbox is test and go was only for unvaccinated travellers from 67 countries.
Yes.
And the sandbox was open for people from all countries.
Yes.
But now test and go is open to people from all countries.
Yes.
Which to me makes sandbox redundant.
I think sandbox will become redundant soon. However, 2 reasons I see them working is because, one, it's cheaper. For if you come into the sandbox, you need 7 days of hotel stay. However, with test and go, you only need 2 nights that you need to book for hotel that possibly you don't want to stay in. Secondly, with the sandbox extension program, some of those places don't have an international airport, so you can't land there directly. And the only way you'd be able to go to Koh Chang, for example, is through the sandbox program. You can't go to Koh Chang with the test and go. Well, you could, actually. You could arrive there first day, get a negative result, you'd have to go to Koh Chang for 3 days, then you'd have to come back on day 5 to do your test and go.
There's a lot of... where's this one? Nelg Enyam says, I think the Tiger must be sponsored by the local tourist industry. That's all they report. I thought they were telling us about Thai life and culture. Well, we do that from time to time, but believe me, if you look at our comment sections, 99% of the commentary at the moment is about test and go. It affects not only the people who are wanting to come here, people who want to return to Thailand, Thais who are looking to come back to Thailand, because everybody coming back at the moment has to go through this Thailand pass, whether it be test and go, sandbox, or happy quarantine, you have to, everybody has to go through the same procedure. Now, we will, after the break, be talking about other things about, what are you calling it, Thai life and culture. But it also affects anybody working here who's either directly or indirectly affected by the tourist industry. I would say, Jay, and thank you, Nelg, for your question and your comment, that this test and go version two, I don't think is going to do anything to help the tourist industry. It's overcomplicated. There's more paperwork now than there used to be. There's more paperwork than there used to be with the sandbox. There's more cost involved, more PCR tests, more staying in an SHA Plus hotel. This is not a tourist revival program. This is just a entry procedure program. It's got very little to do with tourism. And I don't think, I mean, what were they saying? 8 million tourists? If they're going to keep this particular scheme or program going for the rest of this year, no way they're going to get anywhere near 8 million people, probably less than a million. But of course, the restrictions will be reduced. We don't know when that's going to happen, though.
And we already had trouble keeping some of the tourists to stay in the hotel. We started hearing stories about tourists would just walk out before they got their results. I mean, good luck trying to get someone back in on day number five. Are they going to do a manhunt every time someone doesn't want to come back?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of vagaries in this this new announcement, and we've tried to do our best to just explain the simple facts. Once the Royal Gazette is, once all these details have been announced in the Royal Gazette, there may be some more explanations about the millions of questions that you've been asking. Oh, I'm coming back on February the 3rd. I'm a left-handed Aboriginal lesbian, and I've got a pet giraffe. Can I do this or that? I mean, we get all these independent... We can't answer those individual questions. We do our best from time to time, but please don't ask us individual questions about your situation. We don't have all the paperwork in front of us, nor do we have the time.
Right. As for now, let's take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, we will be talking about more, what was it, culture and lifestyle stories around Thailand. Just for you, Nelg. So stay tuned for that. I think you're going to enjoy this. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. You're watching Good Morning Thailand. I'm Jay. This is Tim. And it's now time to talk about...
lifestyle and culture.
That's right. Lifestyle and culture with Tim and Jay. But before we do that, quick thank you to Don Patrick Lay and Tony K. Thank you for being Tiger Legends and supporting the channel. We appreciate your support as always. And they're Tiger Legends. I thought you were going to do your legend.
Legend. Thank you very much. Who's the gentleman that keeps asking me to show my tattoo?
I don't know.
I don't have any tattoos.
Allegedly. So
I don't know where you got that idea. I've lasted 62 years without having a tattoo. Extremely unlikely. Despite protestations from number two, I won't be getting a tattoo unless I'm held down and marked.
If you find Tim Newton on a beach, you'll know. Marked on the back of his on his back are the words "come on."
So if anybody can tell us in the comments section why you would go to Phuket under the sandbox program after February the 1st, I'd be delighted to know. It seems to me that this test and go version 2, or test and go then test again, makes it redundant. But I'm happy if there's got an explanation.
All right,
let's talk about
20 baht bills.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a 20 baht bill with you?
I do. Let's see what I've got here. I've got a 20 baht. These are probably the most used note in Thailand, would you think?
Yes, I think so.
I'd say so. There's a 20 baht note.
Now, the 20 Closer? Baht... Yeah, the 20 baht bill in Thailand is getting a modern polymer update on March 24. And you will see a picture of it, Noom. Is it on? As you can see, I feel like it's a bit too green for me now.
You're not going to carry it because it's too green?
No, I'll carry it, but I'm just saying.
I have to say that what one confusion I have, or it's... is the difference. I don't have them all with me. I've got one of those. I don't have the 100. Do you have a 500 on you or a 1,000?
I wish. No.
The 100, the 500, and the 1,000 are all sort of a pinky orangey hue.
Yeah.
And I often get them confused. I've sort of got to go, oh no, 100. So at least the 20 and the 50, which is blue, are quite easy to detect.
The only hue I like is Hugh Jackman.
Speaking of Australians,
yes.
Did you know, Jay,
of course,
that the polymer technology for these, they're like plastic banknotes,
yep.
was invented in Australia in 1988? You did know that.
I did know that. And I told you the story. I was told about this in fifth grade by another Australian who my teacher was an Australian. And I feel like this is something Australians are very proud of. So congrats on plastic notes. But yes, the new green paper bills will be printed. They've been printed for decades on paper, but they will now be printed on new polymer, and they'll be more glossy and have a plasticky feel. I'm guessing many countries around the world, especially like some neighboring countries as well, Malaysia, Singapore, they use a plastic for those bills, and it does make it a lot easier for people who tend to leave money in their pockets and send their clothes for washing.
Send their clothes? I do my own washing at home, but I do often leave the notes in my pocket. The current notes in Thailand are sort of they're like I've got a plastic coating over paper, but the new ones are actually fully plastic.
Yes.
And they've got different ID and stuff and anti-counterfeit protection devices and things. But yeah, even these ones, they get crinkled up when they come out of the washing machine.
Well, whether you live in Thailand or are planning to come travel very soon, starting on March 24th, the new, more durable polymer 20 baht note will start its circulation and become legal currency, available at all financial institutions and commercial banks around the country. And did you know you can actually go to the bank with your old notes and exchange them for the new ones?
Yeah, they'll probably just cycle the old 20 baht note, which is sort of the pale green, for the new bright green.
Okay.
And in a couple of months we'll all be walking around with the shiny sort of slippery plasticky note. His Majesty the King will still appear on the note, by the way.
Of course, yes. Here's another question. Do you remember the time when the 50 baht note used to be the polymer plastic material?
Isn't the 20 baht the first polymer note to be introduced?
It is not.
Oh.
The 50 baht used to be what the 20 baht is going to be. And then for some reason, they decided to stop printing it in polymer plastic and they made it paper.
Oh.
Yes. And it was only the 50 baht note.
Okay. Now, I'll be interested to know if they make the notes in Thailand or whether they import the notes, which doesn't sort of make sense.
Yes.
Given that it's a local currency. But I suppose it's a matter of having a printing facility in your home country that can actually produce the technology to make the polymer notes.
And why only 20 baht? Why not 50 baht? Why not 100 baht? And why now? What's going on, Tim?
Yeah, Toby Price says there were plastic 50 baht notes before, but very rare. So maybe they had some early problems with the production and they're now rolling it out on the 20s. I think maybe we've talked about this long enough.
Okay, moving on. Let's talk about something really cool, actually. A wildlife YouTuber has discovered a new species of tarantula in Thailand.
Whoa.
That's right. Check this out, as Noom's going to show you the picture of this tarantula.
That's one hairy beast.
That's right.
I'm not talking about you, by the way. I'm talking about the tarantula.
This bamboo-dwelling spider is so distinct from others that it's been declared a new genus and species.
That's right. So the tarantulas, they're sort of about palm-sized.
Yeah.
And they look really sort of fierce and dangerous. But I understand, I have to ask our arachnid expert, Jason, are tarantulas dangerous?
Bee sting.
They can sting.
It's like a bee sting.
It's like a bee sting. So it won't kill you, though.
Are there some tarantulas that can?
If you're allergic to it,
If you're allergic to them. Okay. So they're probably not as...
I'm sure there are some tarantulas that could kill you. Well, I don't know. I'm not taking any chances.
Some of them are big enough to hug you to death.
Yeah.
But they're not... I don't think
that's only in movies.
They're not as dangerous as the funnel web spider or the redback spider in Australia, which I know are quite...
Well, everything in Australia wants to kill you.
No, not...
Including the people.
Maybe.
Well, Sipawat, who is the... a wildlife YouTuber, he's actually got 2.5 million YouTube subscribers, very big YouTuber in Thailand. Him and some scientists collaborated, and they were surprised to find out that this tarantula exists. And what's unique about this is that they've never seen this behavior documented in spiders before. And there's about 1,000 different species of tarantula, but this is the first one that actually resides in bamboo trees.
And this guy's YouTube channel, I had a quick look, he's a real... a firecracker.
Yeah,
he's a really good YouTuber. Got a great personality. He's sort of the Thai. What was that Australian guy?
Bear Grylls.
No, not Bear Grylls.
The crocodile guy.
Crocodile guy.
Oh no, Steve Irwin.
Steve Irwin.
There we go. How dare you? This is a national treasure.
This I've been here nearly 11 years.
Shame.
Noel Bryan says, "How many years, Tim, and know nothing." Thanks, Noel. So I'm not sure what you're referring to, probably everything, but yeah, this guy's got a really great personality and he's really into the wildlife.
The new spider is going to be called Taxinus bambus.
Taxinus.
However,
what does taxon refer to?
Named the new tarantula after the Thai king Taksin the Great.
Okay.
That's right, who governed the Thak province in the 18th century.
And bambus referring to bamboo.
That's right.
Okay.
Unfortunately, Taksin is also a name shared by a former prime minister. And depending on where you come from the country, you might not be too fond of him.
Yes.
However, it's the king, the loved king of that.
But that's a really interesting find. And this guy, there are new species out there. And this guy found it. This rather furry arachnid that I don't really want to run into, even if they're not that venomous.
Yeah. All right.
How do you go with like handling reptiles and tarantulas?
That's a no-go for me.
No-go?
No.
I'm okay with spiders. Not good with snakes.
No. Why? I just like to look at them, admire them, and go on with my life.
There was a time, be about 18 months ago now, that we had a cobra outside our gate. It was at a golf course in Phuket. And I went out there. Is my okay? You're handling the microphone here. So all the cats were screaming at something. So I went out to see, and the cobra was like this, and there were three cats just ready to pounce on it. I thought, those cats are going to die. So I don't know what got to me, but I very carefully, staring the cobra in the eye, walked up, and I grabbed one cat screaming, put under my arm, grabbed the other one, and then the third one, and slowly backed off. And I must have been that far from this cobra. I got inside and I thought, you idiot. But yeah, I've got pretty close to a cobra.
Is the series Cobra Kai named after you?
Don't think so, no.
You sure?
But I am quite
inspired adept. Inspired by your
I did do
events.
Karate when I was young.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to sort of, you know, I think I got to the yellow belt, which I think
that's
is...
that's like the second belt.
I think it's the okay. Second lowest. But I got to the yellow belt. I was very proud of that.
I'm sure.
And that
it's
was...
it's like, it's the equivalent of getting a participation medal.
It's about it.
All right.
So I'm dangerous.
Yeah.
These are weapons. Watch out.
Let's take a quick break, Tim, and then we'll come back and answer some of your questions. If you do have any regarding the Test and Go, regarding the sandbox, or any other topics that we've discussed today. Also, if you are enjoying the video so far, please help us click the like button. It really helps us with the video, the YouTube algorithm, and spreading the word. So we'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Find the coffee roast you love most. Coffee Culture delivers Thai coffee online. Whole beans or pre-ground delivered to your doorstep in Thailand. Go to coffeeculture.asia and get coffee you love delivered to your doorstep.
And welcome back. You're watching Good Morning Thailand with me, Jay, and Tim. It's now time to answer some of your questions.
Is it time for a coffee, Jay?
I think it is. Because coffee culture.
Over to you.
Because coffee culture provides you with the best ground coffee beans as well as ground coffee from around Thailand. They've got more than 20 to 30 different coffee distributors. So check out coffeeculture.asia for your coffee today.
Was that coffeeculture.asia?
That's right, coffeeculture.asia.
FFSSS, I have no idea what that name means. I live in Thailand. If I go to the US on holiday, can I do my first test in a hotel, then go home for 3 days, then go back to the hotel for the second test? Well, that's the idea. You're going to have to do a test and book a hotel. They can be different hotels on day one and day five with this new test and go, which we're calling test and go and then test again. Most dangerous spider in Thailand is the Thai bar girl, says Corey.
Okay.
It's a bit odd. It's going back through some other messages.
Yep. Text symbol again. PG Santa, number one Natty fan, as well as Tech Symbol, say, seriously, where is Natty? Tech Symbol, you might notice if you actually go to our YouTube channel, you can click on Thailand News Update. That is where you will find Natty, where she has her own news show.
Natty's over.
She's too good for us now.
She's just over there.
She's moved up.
She's at her computer just watching it. She loves watching her own video over and over again. Urs Malo says, with the highly transmissible Omicron, the Thai regulations are just stupid. All will be infected at some point, but it seems to be a good opportunity to milk tourists further.
Yeah.
Look, just reading the mood of the meeting, a lot of the comments I was reading last night, there are hundreds and hundreds of comments. If I was a tourist from Australia and I was looking at a place to go for a holiday, all things being equal, I probably wouldn't be choosing Thailand at the moment. I'd be thinking there's just too many hurdles to go through. If I've got, I don't know, 2 weeks off for holiday, and then you've just got this risk hanging over your head, and because Omicron is more transmissible, you do have a higher chance of testing positive. And that's just going to ruin your holiday. So I wouldn't not be an advocate of pushing Thailand at the moment as a tourist destination.
But what if you're coming to Phuket? Let's say you're going to one of the sandbox places. Let's pick Phuket. You're going to Phuket for 10 days. You're going to stay in the same hotel. You do a test on the first night and the fifth night. What difference does it make?
Well, it's just all the hoops that you have to go through, all the things you have to upload. You have to get the Thailand pass.
That I agree, yes.
And if you test positive on day one or day five, and that is happening increasingly, then your holiday is finished.
Yeah, well, then that's the risk you have to take if you're coming on holiday.
So I'm saying that if I want to go on a holiday, the idea is for leisure or to relax or have fun, I don't want to live with those things hanging over my head whilst I'm trying to have a holiday. I mean, I'd be on day four, I'd be going, oh, God, I've got to go back to that hotel and I've got to have another PCR test. That's unpleasant enough as it is. I'm going to have to stay there and I might test positive. I don't want all that hanging over my head.
Yeah, but look, if you're coming on holiday, you know the risks. You know that that might happen. But that's the equivalent of saying, I'm going to go walk on the road and I might get hit by a car. Yeah, you might get hit by a car, but you might not.
Yes, but the cars are always there. All this business about test and go has been introduced by the Thai government. And it's layered over the risks you might have walking on the roads, which is stupid enough anyway.
All right, let's just.
I mean, I want to support my friends in the tourist industry. I want people to come back to Thailand, but I honestly, I probably would be going. Probably not.
I think this fifth night thing for me would also be a deal breaker. I agree with you that if I wanted to come to Thailand as a tourist, I probably wouldn't pick this time to come. I think the first test and go scheme was a good move. I think this second amendment on the fifth night would be a deal breaker for quite a few people. I have a question regarding the same thing from Corey, who says, Jay, what if we do not do the second COVID test? How will the government know? Well, they do have tracking apps. So when you are coming in the country, you are in the system, they know you've entered, they know what hotel you're staying, you've already pre-booked it, you're using the Moshana app to show where your location is. It's difficult to get away from it.
Yeah, by the time you get back to immigration as you're leaving the country, you might be pulled aside and it's probably not going to end up in your favour. Sister Eileen says, COVID will be a memory by summer. Just hang tight a little longer. Summer, we're assuming the Northern Hemisphere summer you're referring to. I don't think COVID is going to be just a memory by summer. I'd say that we are still going through the first phase out of what I call three phases of this pandemic. And we are probably at the end of the beginning of the whole COVID pandemic, and that's going to go through most of 2022 one way or another. Mm. It's still going to be leading our news. I'd say by the end of this year, probably we're going to start calling the situation endemic, but we've got a long way between now and that endemic phase, and we've still got the possibilities of the virus mutating. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow with a viral pandemic? I don't know.
Yeah.
And neither do you.
Can I make a quick note?
Please.
Chad Williams, thank you for the comment firstly. He says, Chad. I hate to admit it, but this time Tim's perspective is spot on. Rightly so. Jay, give up your weak argument. Chad, this is not an argument. I'm just trying to present another opinion that people might have. There, it is a very optimistic viewpoint. However, I'm not delusional. I do agree that the second test is probably a no-go. I think they'd have to ditch the second test on the fifth day to make it a better program for people to come. But like I've said again and again, if I was living in another country and wanted to come to Thailand, I wouldn't even bother with the sandbags or the test and go. That's just a personal opinion. So, yeah.
Sergeant 64 says, no one, in brackets, tourists, will come back to Thailand until old rules are restored. There are so many other destinations. When you say old rules, basically you mean visa on arrival, get your stamp at immigration, wander in, no masks, everything is back to normal. Mm-hmm. The days of back to normal are in the rearview mirror. We are not going to see a return to those days for a long, long time.
All right.
We've got a few more?
Yeah, let's take a couple more. And then
there will be another pandemic. Sorry. Rusty Graves says, Rusty, he's usually having a go at me. There will be another pandemic in 2024 if it looks like Trump getting re-elected. Oh, here we go. Okay, I should have read that. Thais love money. I'm Thai, says Jackson N.
Yeah.
Jay's salary is going to be short this week.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I got a comment from Johan Carlson who says, Jay always says opposite to what Tim says, like a kid. Johan, I don't understand... If you understand how a talk show works.
You're a contrarian.
If we both just sat here in front of the camera and said, yes, 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 what kind of a show would that be? Would it not be better to have opposing or different perspectives? Just a thought. Think about it. Coming from a kid. You must be older than me, I guess. So, yeah.
I disagree with you, Jay.
A thought for you.
Thumper NY says, Omicron is very contagious. We will be endemic much sooner than the end of the year, but will politicians accept this? Well, I mean, it depends which country you're in.
Yeah.
New Zealand has basically still got its borders completely closed without any Omicron cases. And how long are they going to keep the borders closed? They're going to say, they're going to get to the end of the year and say, well, we're still keeping our borders closed. We don't want Omicron here. This is going to be a difficult decision for some countries. China has got a zero COVID policy. So if there's one town or one building where there's one Omicron case, whoosh, lock down the whole town, lock down the entire building. So there are still places in the world that have got a zero tolerance to COVID-19. So you're going to have to convince these countries, Thumper NY, to open up their borders and let Omicron run free. And I would say... scientifically, at your peril. We don't know what's going to happen if a whole community has got COVID-19, Omicron or otherwise. Yeah. We just don't know.
We just don't know. Quick shout out to Spicy Salsa King for having a very good name, as well as Stephen K. I've got a question here from Rohit Tarwani, who says, for the Pattaya Sandbox, are there still two tests needed in the first week? Fly into Bangkok and then take a taxi to Pattaya? Well, it's a sandbox program, Rohit, so it's 7 days quarantine. Are there still two tests, Tim?
For what?
For Pattaya Sandbox.
For the sandbox, I think there's only... I can't remember what the test schedule... I think there's tests on... Day seven,
I think.
For the sandbox. So yep. It's a different schedule.
But then again, we have a link to the TAT direct website where you can check all the requirements for these sandboxes.
And it's not everywhere in Chonburi. It's certain districts in Chonburi.
Yeah.
And then in Satahip, there's only two sub-districts.
Yeah.
And there's also Kochang in Trat. So that's great for the eastern seaboard to at last get some love from the re-entry programs. Somebody said, D-Mun, when will the picture behind you be available as an NFT? Well, not only available as an NFT, this picture here, we've made a bite size or wall size version.
And there it is.
And there it is. And it's we've got a limited edition of 100 of these.
Yep.
And they're all going to be hand signed by myself, Jay, Natty, yes, Natty, and also Bond.
Yeah.
Who else? Anybody else who regularly presents?
Over here, no, Jet's in all the way in Chiang Mai, unfortunately, Jet.
We'll see if we can get Jet. Oh, I think Jet's coming in today. So,
no, not today. He's actually coming in next week.
Okay, I didn't get the memo.
Update.
So, we're going to get these hand-signed. So these are going to be, I think, they're slightly collector's items. Evangelique was the artist, and she was going to the British International School, and we bought the painting from her, which has sort of become a bit of a tiger icon. Yep. And now I'm going to be accused of flogging things on our YouTube channel. I'm sorry, I have to eat. I've got to pay these guys too. Oh, any more questions?
Yeah, there we go. Alan Crozier says, hi, I'm in day 4 of AQ quarantine, but what happens if I wanted to visit Phuket when free? Do I have to do another sandbox quarantine or able to visit for 3 or 4 days? Alan, once you finish your AQ quarantine, you'll be free to transfer wherever you want because you're already in Thailand. It's just a domestic flight. You'll be able to fly to Phuket. You don't have to do the sandbox program.
Jean-Paul Sara.
Oh, Jean-Paul Sara.
Says vaccination cards and mandatory mask wearing at times. That is it. Nothing more is necessary anymore, but let the exit phase run its course. Okay. Thank you, Jean-Paul Sara, for your lumberjack underwear collection items.
Oof.
No.
Hot commodity. That's the next thing. Tiger underwear. Who wouldn't want this printed on their underwear? That's a statement.
Well, these mugs will be available too.
Next level confidence.
All this will become available on the Tiger Shop next week. We're just trying to get the payment gate sorted out. It's very complicated. You think it'd be easy, but it's not.
Yeah.
More enjoyable than USA news. Thank you, Richard. I almost wish Jay would be a little more confrontational, but then it would seem like American news, which I'm trying to get away from.
Yes. We have fights all the time. Well, fights where I have to, chain myself and then Tim beats me up a couple of times just to take out the stress that some of the
inspired by Joe Ferrari.
Oh, my God. Are we there yet? Did we make fun of that? Oh,
Going no. Global says, I'm stuck in an expensive home isolation.
We're going to be tested, canceled.
And have to test and go cleared. I still think it's okay to have restrictions and multiple tests. Current issue is insurance not covering non-symptomatic cases. Yep. Yeah, this is a problem that the insurance, the fine print, has stopped a lot of insurance companies paying out for people that have tested positive and been incarcerated. Difficult situation for them.
Yeah. A quick note from Joseph, who says, what happened to the colorful designer shirts? Will they be available via the Tiger? Yes, they will be, Joseph. All those shirts, they are actually currently...
No.
What?
No. Mrs. Noom, she's very busy.
Oh, I see.
So we haven't... That's correct, isn't
not
it?
Not yet, anyways. Not yet. Well,
maybe in the future.
Yes.
All the colorful shirts.
We already have a plan for those shirts, so stay tuned.
Yes.
Guys, we've got to walk before we can run.
Yeah, we have to find a sort of a sweatshop in Bangladesh to make them. So it's not available to
us yet. You're trying so hard to get cancelled, aren't
you? Push buttons.
It's just...
Hans C. Schellenberg, a member, says... I'll just read this as it says... Soy 6 Petri dish. It's in reference to a popular bar street in Pattaya.
Isn't it Petri dish?
Petri dish, same thing.
Okay.
Who's looking after Joe's car collection, asks Perry. I think his car collection will be well looked after. Don't you worry about that. X Aloha says, nobody ever mentions what happens if you test positive on the pre-departure test.
You won't be able to depart.
That's my next upcoming hoop to hopefully get through. Well, we did actually publish a story on thetiger.com, and we spoke about it, I think, on Tuesday's program, about a person who sent us a note saying that he did test positive on the day before his departure, and he was then detained for 10 days in a hospital, had a lot of big problems with the hospital as far as paying the bill was concerned. And then when he went to immigration 9 days after his departure date, he was fined 4,000 baht for 8 days of overstay, a situation we thought was ludicrous. But some of you actually thought, oh, that's okay, that's fair enough, strangely enough.
All right, let's end the show there. We've got the Lumberjack song coming up on Tiger Bites, hopefully later today.
No.
As well as we do have a second channel called Bounce. That is where Tiger Bites will eventually end up, possibly. But all the entertainment news and...
I'm sorry, is it in my contract to be on a second YouTube channel?
Yes.
I haven't read that fine print.
Well... Bounce, which is powered by the Tiger, of course, our second channel. That's where you can find all of our entertainment news, all of our fun Thai culture documentaries, mini documentaries, Natty's challenges, all that fun stuff. We're going to be uploading a video today, so stay tuned for that.
We're putting Bangkok Pat on there as well?
Yes. Link in the description below to our channel Bounce. Please go to the channel and subscribe.
So that answers Gunner's question here. Cannot find Tiger Bounce program. There's a link in the description.
It says check out our new channel Bounce. That's the link. It's almost in every video that we post every day.
As soon as you find it, click subscribe.
Yeah, but thank you for asking, because it gives us a chance to tell you where the link can be found. I understand sometimes there's too much information.
I think it's got at least 3 subscribers now.
Yeah, well, it's got actually 860. Thank you very much. That's not bad. In 4 days. So thank you everyone for
That's
all
fantastic.
The support. We really appreciate it, and thank you for always watching us live.
Just imagine how many more subscribers there'll be once I'm doing programs on the channel as well.
Exactly.
My pole dancing tutorials.
Yes.
Amazing.
Mankini adventures. Who knows? Anything's possible. All right. As for now, thank you, Tim.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, viewer.
That's right. And thank you to Noom, who's behind the buttons, doing a great job. His first time this week. Actually, well, this week has been...
It's been a whole week.
Yeah, but not on GMT. I mean, of course, he's an experienced editor. What I mean is, like, welcome to the GMT.
Noom has been with the Tiger since day one.
That's right.
And...
the OG.
He deserves some sort of medal for hanging around so long.
Noom forever. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining the show. We hope you have a great Friday. We hope you have an even better weekend. And stay tuned for Tiger Bites coming out tomorrow. Have a great weekend.